East Timor Hearts Fund, as well as a number of us from Royal Darwin Hospital and others involved, have spent a lot of time working in Timor over the last numbers of years, and we see terrible outcomes from rheumatic heart disease in young kids and young adults. And so this study was really designed to see what is the prevalence, can we find it early, and can we do something to prevent the really dramatic consequences of it. And certainly it looks as though the findings are going to be dramatic as expected.
And at this stage, is there any kind of a readily identifiable trend in terms of what is causing this abnormally high rate?
So rheumatic heart disease comes as a result of very simple infections with group A strep. And it's something that is rarely seen in the developed world. But here in the Northern Territory, we see high rates in Aboriginal communities. And we think that that's associated with strep infections, particularly of the skin. And so in doing this study, as well as looking at the hearts of the children with echocardiography for all of the children in the schools that we went to, we also examined their skin to look for common skin infections with scabies and skin sores from group A strep. And I have to say the rates of skin infections were extraordinarily high. It really is a significant problem in a country that has a lot of issues in terms of access to healthcare and even access to simple treatments for something as simple as skin infections.
Presumably, though, basic hygiene, basic diet, these could all be key factors, at least in trying to get to grips with this problem.
It can be, although the studies that have looked at the problems with skin health particularly show that household crowding and poverty are actually the things that drive transmission of skin infections more than hygiene or diet as such. And so it really is that these are diseases of poverty, and addressing those root causes to me is actually the most important thing.
That, of course, could prove to be a ticklish problem, and I suppose whilst dealing with that, you also have to deal with the immediate issue of those young people that contract a rheumatic heart disease. I mean, it is quite readily treatable, and I suppose part of what you're doing is to try and catch it early.
That's exactly right, and I agree exactly with what you've said. We have to treat this, and from my point of view as a clinician who spends a lot of time in Timor, the tragedy of seeing young children dying in their teens from rheumatic heart disease is incredibly overwhelming, and the access to heart surgery in Timor is limited. And East Timor Hearts Fund over a number of years has done some amazing work in providing access to surgery in Australia for people with rheumatic heart disease. But the opportunity that we have had in going into a school to find mild and moderate rheumatic heart disease is something that's very much a first for East Timor. Certainly for myself as a clinician, I had never seen children with mild rheumatic heart disease in Timor before. They usually present very late in the illness when things are severe or critical, and many of them don't survive. And so to find our children in the early stages of the disease and to be able to start them on effective treatment, which basically involves penicillin, a very simple antibiotic, that they need to stay on regularly for at least 10 years, and to have been able to start that process for children who, as a result, will avoid surgery and avoid death from rheumatic heart disease is a really exciting outcome from this study.
You've talked about the conditions that lead to a higher prevalence of rheumatic heart disease, you believe, in East Timor. Is it reasonable to assume that in other parts of the Pacific, where people are living in similar conditions, in the shanty towns, for example, say in Vanuatu or in Port Moresby, that there would be a higher prevalence there too, quite likely?
Absolutely, and this is the first time a prevalence study like this has been conducted in East Timor, but similar studies have been conducted throughout the Pacific, finding very high rates of rheumatic heart disease in places like Fiji and the Solomon Islands, and so we know that this is something that's associated with poverty. It's certainly a prominent issue in our region, and the mechanisms for addressing it to be able to ensure adequate supply of penicillin to address the issues with skin infections and throat infections, and to have a really good functioning register of people with rheumatic heart disease. These are some of the things that can truly make a difference, and we're hoping to be able to make a dent on these preventative strategies in East Timor.
Does rather point up the importance of the previous Millennium Development Goals and now the next set of Sustainable Development Goals, that dealing with this problem of poverty and of overcrowding in communities, they have to get to grips with it in countries like East Timor if they're going to get rid of rheumatic heart disease altogether, or at least bring it under control.
That's right, and as a territorian here in Australia, the same applies in our own context here too, and the beauty of the Sustainable Development Goals in terms of bringing our attention to the root causes of poor health in terms of poverty and overcrowding is something that we need to pay attention to at home and abroad.
East Timor Hearts gets its funding from where? Wherever it can, I presume, as a registered charity. I mean, would you be looking long-term once you've got all the results of the studies that you've done to get some form of government funding to put into this?
Yeah, so East Timor Hearts Fund operates as a charity, as you said, and largely from donations from Australian donors, and the organisation's very grateful for those and is able to use that money to make a massive difference in the lives of many people. It is really important to see investment from governments, and certainly looking to the Australian government in terms of aid spending, but also working very closely with the Ministry of Health in Timor-Leste to look for funding locally to be able to fund particularly some of the preventive programs that are needed is certainly one of the aims.